The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time where we are. Dave Krieger here, putting in my 2 cents. I have 2 cents. I'm holding up to the screen right now so you can see it. I'm putting my 2 cents in. Yes, my lovely wife thought that would be a good thing to tell because everybody's putting their 2 cents in this morning. Yeah, we were talking about supply chain issues and talking about what's going on with the homeless vets. The Homeland Security Republican Committee states that money spent on the illegal invaders could cost Americans up to $451 billion. That's with a B. Yep. The official website for New York City, NYC.gov, alone doled out $1.45 billion to provide food shelter services for tens of thousands of these wannabe citizens. Some of them turned out to be criminals. Mike in Indiana, good morning. Are you on the road this morning?
Yep, 28 more miles. I'll be out of Indiana. I'll be in Kentucky.
There you go. Well, keep on trucking. Stay safe.
Breaker, rubber ducky. Back when I was driving a truck. Good morning, Dave. Back many years when I was driving a truck, I always had a CB in here. And back many years ago, it was so crowded and congested on that radio. But like now, today, everybody's got everything on their phone. You know, it's like me. I hardly ever turn it on. But if you go to that Channel 9 emergency and if you see an accident and try to call for help on there, you never get an answer. But the thing, we were talking about the economy and truckers, you know, all of us need to think. Everything that is basically brought into these stores is by a truck. And one of these days, them politicians up in New York is going to, up in Washington, is going to make us truckers real mad. And one of these days, we're just going to all stay home. And guess what? When you want to try to go get your meat, your groceries, the shelves ain't going to have nothing on there because we're not going to deliver to them. You know, Sunday morning I had an experience at a big box store, like, you know, a Walmart and stuff. I go there to get something. I go in there. I don't like those self-checkout things. Come in there. I had three items to pay for, and I'm walking where the cashiers are. No cashiers. Lady says, you got to use a self-checkout. I said, well, you're going to have to help me, ma'am. I says, but first off, do I get discount? Because I'm doing somebody else's job. No. Ooh. I said, so you mean I don't get paid to do your job or a Walmart employee job? I says, see, now I just make a list and I go in and get what I get and get out. I don't shop around anymore because what I did, one of our food stores, you want to hear this, what I did at a food store for groceries one time, they started to put those self-checkouts. And it started that morning. I had my buggy full of cold stuff, frozen stuff, groceries. I'm going to checkout. Well, she's going over there to help a person with a self-checkout. I said, ma'am, I need check. She says, hang on a minute. So I start walking away like to the exit. She goes, where are you going? I says, I ain't got time for you to help them. That's self-checkout. Let them help themselves. I says, I'll go shop somewhere else. Well, you can't do that. I says, yes, I can. I says, come check me out, and I will. She came over here right away because I had a buggy full of frozen stuff. And guess what?
Imagine
she's
going
to have to put it all away.
Uh-huh. That's what they didn't want. You know, that's something that somebody, that would be interesting. Yeah. You get about 200 people in there, and they all take every single grocery cart, and they fill them up to the brim, and they pull them all the way up to the checkout lines and freak out the clerks, all 200 people carrying fully loaded buggies, and they all turn around and walk out the door. Wow, wouldn't that be something?
This place that I'm...
You talk about send a message.
I usually go to a certain place in Kentucky all the time, but freight's been different and slow and stuff. But I'm going to a place down in, I don't know if you ever heard of Bardstown, Kentucky.
I have. Have heard of Bardstown.
I'm delivering to a place that makes storm shelters and, like, bomb shelters and, you know, case Biden goes nuts and pushes the button, you know?
Yeah.
But anyhow, back in 2020, I went there a couple times this year, and I asked him, I says, you guys been busy? He says, ever since 2020, we're making more bomb and shelters than we've ever made.
Uh-huh.
I says, do you paint them blue or do you paint them red? He kind of looked at me and gave me a laugh, you know.
Well, no, you want to paint them blue, Mike, because blue will not be affected by directed energy weapons. You know that.
Oh, yeah, because they'll think you're on the Democrat side. Or Now, the question I want to ask you is, you know how these stupid, weird world is getting where a guy wants to be a girl wants to be a guy, all that weird stuff. I always remember when a baby was born in a hospital, if it was a boy, they would wrap it in blue and a little blue hat. And then if it was a girl, it was in pink. I wonder now, do the hospitals still do that, or do they ask the parents, what color do you want? I wonder what they do now when a child's born.
Oh, you know, it's been years. Mike, I delivered my last daughter at home, so I don't know about that.
Yeah, and then now, how many years has it been since you delivered your daughter at home?
35.
What year was that?
1988.
Did you use cloth or throwaway diapers?
No, we use cloth diapers.
Did you use cloth or...
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody nowadays wouldn't, you know, it's just like you hand a kid a phone, a pay phone, a dial button. They don't know what it is. I wonder if you hand a parent now a cloth diaper, I wonder if they would know how to use it and do it.
Yeah, without poking themselves. I get it.
Yeah. I'm going to let you go so all your other wonderful callers can call in and say good morning to you and all the listeners out there. But, you know, everybody out there and you and your station. And my wife's been asking me, we're going to start donating to your place, you know. But she don't want a coffee mug. She wants a T-shirt. We got enough coffee mugs.
You want a
T-shirt. How do we go about making a donation? How do we do about doing that donating? But she wants a T-shirt. She says, no coffee cup.
Yeah, well, no, we're doing the $25. You donate $25, we give you a free Vitamir toothpaste right now. That's what's going on. But what you do is you get a hold of the go on thepowerhour.com or email support@thepowerhour.com and suggest that we should get a Power Hour T-shirt. We do have the We the People Are Pissed Off. I mean, we do have that T-shirt that's out there.
I don't know. She wants a T-shirt from you guys. You know, we're going to...
Yeah.
Next
all right, well, I'll tell you.
It, you know, but she goes, I don't want a coffee cup.
Yeah, Power Mall's open now. Tell her to call 877-817-9829 and talk to Jay and have a conversation. Tell Jay. All right, that'll work.
And if anybody's not busy, you know, and ain't working this week, they can head out to California and help the people shovel out, you know.
I know. I haven't even gotten to that story yet. California, by the way, has become the first state to offer health insurance to illegal immigrants. You got to love it. They're going to go bankrupt before the day is out. I appreciate it, Mike. Stay safe on the road out there. Chris in Kentucky, you are on. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. It was nice to hear from Mike coming there near Bardstown, Kentucky. I'm not far from there, but I'm in the city of Louisville. A couple of things going on this weekend with our governor. Gave out, he says, we got to forget our differences and remember how Mitch McConnell has done great for this country. And I mean, oh my gosh.
Oh.
and also, talk show? Hugh Hewitt likes Mitch McConnell, did a great job. Well, Hugh Hewitt, you are a rhino if you think that. You are a rhino. You're not a Republican.
And yeah.
It was amazing. But yeah, a lot of things going on. I also want to break up. I monitored some this weekend on the music stations about the 150th anniversary, the Kentucky Derby coming up. Back-to-back was the RSV vaccine. Every time the Kentucky Derby commercial would go up, the next commercial would be the RSV vaccine. Oh, boy, look what they're trying to push. They want you to get vaccinated so they could scare you before you can come to the 150th anniversary of the Kentucky Derby. These commercials get pretty slick, Dave, what they do. But they're not going to fool me what they're trying to do.
Yeah, no doubt. I think people have kind of sworn off that, Chris.
Yeah,
in the know. Yep, people in the know.
Yeah, and well, Mike, the truck driver, I want to also you be safe out there too, because we had a truck hanging over the Second Street Bridge, made national news out here. So it was
bad. I saw that
this weekend. Yeah, that was right.
Not
far from me where that happened.
They rescued him. Yeah.
And I just want to say, hats off to the Louisville Fire Department. A job well done on that rescue. Very well done. So, Power Hour listeners, if you're driving, if you want to call the Power Hour, please pull over and stop. We want you Power Hour listeners to be safe.
We appreciate that, Chris. Thank you so much. I'm sorry you're having to put up with Mr. Retardando Rhino. My God. Unbelievable. I appreciate your call. By the way, you wonder how they're going to pay for all this? I'm talking about our dysfunctional government. Well, the IRS has come out. Of course, you know they're going to say something about it. Bolstered by a $60 billion cash infusion, the IRS has ramped up its enforcement activities in order to boost tax revenues, with the tax agency focusing its compliance efforts on several categories of taxpayers. And, you know, IRS Commissioner Werfel, as well as Yellen, Janet the Mushroom Lady, has said that audit rates wouldn't rise above historic norms for Americans earning less than $400,000. Really? How do you think they're going to try to break us if they don't start auditing people with incomes less than $400,000? They audited 1,600 billionaires and got, what, $60 billion? And then Congress turns around yesterday, unveiled a 1,050-page bill. There's money involved. Every time there's a bill, there's money involved. 1,050 pages of retardando that would fund parts of the government for parts of the fiscal year, kick the can down the road again, as lawmakers face the threat of a partial government shutdown March 8th. So what did Johnson and Schumer, Chucky get together? Mikey and Chucky got together, claiming victory for their respective parties, releasing statements to say they were able to come to an agreement to fund the government. Oh, forsooth. And here I thought the government was going to shut down. Darn. Speaker said the GOP lawmakers were able to push back on left-wing proposals. Oh, really? You think Chucky was in agreement with that? Imposing sharp cuts to the Biden administration's agenda, including preventing the DOJ from targeting parents, exercising their rights to free speech before school boards, and deep cuts to the EPA, the FBI, the BATF, but nothing about the IRS. Huh. Amazing. I read the whole story, the whole article. There's nothing about the Internal Revenue Service getting their budget cut. Oh, no. That's how they raise money, going after you, me, and everybody else. Wow. We the people. They want to rape we the people. As long as there's people out there that can be fleeced, that don't have their own corporations, that are operating as sole proprietors or getting a W-2, as long as they can take money out of your pocket, they're happy. Because you're working off of pins and needles every month, wondering whether there's going to be more month at the end of the money. I think everybody in America is sweating bullets right now because the retardando in the White House doesn't know what day of the week it is, let alone how to be president. This is a problem. Now, it's not just his fault. We got 535 other morons out there that are working for USA Inc., trying to kick the can down the road at we the people's expense, trying to convince us that we're Fifth and 14th Amendment citizens. That's U.S. citizens, small c. And again, what happened back in 1871? United States of America became a corporation thanks to the banking cartels because they couldn't pay their debt. Moving on to the health category at 15 minutes after the hour, pineapple. Believe it or not, I got to go pick some up today while we're out. You know, for those of you who want an alternative because you think that, I love pineapple, but it's the sugar. Oh, I know. That's why we have Optavita Digestive Enzymes, which contains bromelain. And see, bromelain is what's in pineapples. It's a proteolytic enzyme, which is what you should be taking right now, especially if you're hanging around people that are shedding. Oh, yeah, that's an official thing. Shedding is an official thing. They keep coming out with this stuff. And it's like, then why do you keep advocating vaccines if you know that shedding is official? How do you expect us to believe the CDC and the FDA and the NIH and all these other little acronyms out there? How are we supposed to believe you when you tell us to go out, like Chris said, go get the RSV jab, go get this jab, get that jab, get your booster. And all these dutiful Americans whose loved ones are dropping dead, I think the term is died suddenly. Yeah. If it isn't from fentanyl, it's because they got spike proteins coursing through their bodies. And they're dropping dead of myocarditis, pericarditis, or they're being adversely affected. The side of their face is swelling up. They've got neuropathy. They got heart problems. They're on high blood pressure medication. Oh, there we go. Running right back to the very doctors. Then you get the wellness clinic out there, the wellness people. We're having another big pandemic, and you need to prepare. You need to stock up on our kit, buy our kit. That way you'll be safe. And what is in the kit besides ivermectin? Big pharma. Yeah. Yeah, I want to go to Kentucky Fried. Yeah, big pharma, loaded with nothing but pharmaceutical drugs to keep you healthy. Oh, and then you have to pay a fee, of course, for us to prescribe it to you. Oh, my God. You're talking about milking both sides of the coin. I think I'll go get pineapple. Then I'll go get Optavita Digestive Enzymes. Can't get enough of that bromelain. Norovirus, by the way, the CDC now says norovirus has been on the rise. Are we to believe them? You know what norovirus is? It's associated with restaurants, schools, hospitals, camps, cruise ships, and other venues. It's a foodborne illness. So, you know, you've got to research the restaurants you're going to hang out, you know, food poisoning or stomach flu, whatever. It's a foodborne illness. That's what it is. Norovirus. Those of you who have taken the jab are going to be way more affected by norovirus. I know people that are like that. And they're being affected by it. And even though we're going to be talking to Nicole McCaw at the bottom of the hour, hopefully, there is a new killer out that has emerged in the illegal drug market. It's called nitazine. It's leaving a trail of bodies in its wake. Synthetic opioids called nitazines are up to 20 times more potent than fentanyl. And they've infiltrated street drugs from heroin to benzodiazepines, catching unsuspecting users in a web of addiction and overdose. That would be death. Hello. They've even evaded authorities and fueled a silent epidemic. As long as you got people out there, yep, that are buying up these illegal street drugs, you're going to have a lot of bodies out there on the street dropping dead. Drugs with no accepted medical use and high abuse and addiction potential. All nitazines are illegal. They're being used to spike and strengthen illegal drugs while making them cheaper to produce. But the chemical tampering has already led to deadly overdoses. So those of you out there, be warned. But you can't talk to these people. They're the people that you would like to talk to, but you can't. And if you think that eating at Golden Corral is going to keep you from getting norovirus or whatever the case may be, or any other restaurant, I mean, you really need to check out the health reports before you eat there, because you got some guy going to the bathroom and not washing his hands and leaving food on the counter for, you know, and then there's flies and cockroaches. Uh-huh. Wow. Imagine that. And then you end up with norovirus because some moron, retardando, forgot to wash his hands. Well, there was a data breach at Golden Corral restaurants that exposed the personal information of over 180,000 employees and their beneficiaries, according to the company. Bleeping Computer is reporting the popular buffet restaurant chain disclosed a data breach impacting more than 180,000 people. The press release was issued on leap year. That was just last week. Theft of sensitive information belonging to current and former Golden Corral employees and their beneficiaries. Filing with the Maine Attorney General's office revealing the records of 183,272 individuals were compromised in the cyber attack. And what did they steal? Names, social security numbers, financial account details, driver's license numbers, medical data, usernames, passwords, health insurance information. Federal law enforcement has been notified. Good luck with that. They've got all your stuff. Be prepared for identity theft. This information is for sale. I feel sorry because most of the people that work there are part of the ones that have more month at the end of the money. I mean, I don't know which is worse, that or the Google Gemini AI sparking controversy over image generation features that attempt to erase white people from history. And so as a result, Google's market value has plunged by $90 billion. Is a little whack job running that? Yeah. You got to wonder about this. And see, social media companies, despite all of this, and people want AI, they think, oh, yeah, use it to write your legal briefs. Really? You know what sanctions are? Yep. Kim Commando's got a great article out about what the U.S. Government Inc. knows about you. And she's got some recommendations on there. Oh, yeah. You go on social media. Yeah. See, and they don't, the NSA is using a loophole to conduct mass surveillance of Americans' communications. It's what they're doing. So, you know, you got hackers. You got to lock it up. So you got to wonder about this Incogni, whatever, ExpressVPN. Kim Commando's got a 30-second privacy checklist for Google and Facebook for those of you that just insist on having a Gmail account. And of course, Alaskan fishermen have found a suspected spy balloon. Up and away. Yep, they're bringing it into shore and the FBI is going to confiscate it. Nobody's going to tell us. Yeah, what the balloon was. Now they're going to hide it and they'll scare us with it. Yeah, we were talking earlier about the 12 feet of snow and 190 mile an hour wind gusts up there pounding the Sierra Nevadas right now. Not a good time to be out of there. 300 vehicles are stranded. 7,800 homes and businesses in California not having any power right now, according to Power Outage US. Amazing how that works. Colorado ranks, did you know, among the top 10 energy producing states in the nation? And guess what the Democrats in the legislature want to do now? They want to introduce Senate Bill 24-159, Mod to Energy and Carbon Management Processes, now under consideration in the Senate. It's going to start to reduce and stop issuing, if it's passed, Colorado is going to stop issuing all new oil and gas permits before January 1st, 2030. Now, you know what that means? That means that the bill is going to require all permits if issued after July 1st start operating before December 31st, 2032. Considering it takes 5 to 10 years for an oil and gas field to come online, the measure could effectively halt most new oil and gas developments starting this year. Now, what does that tell you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to screw Colorado's economy. Thank you so much, Democratic Party. Got a bunch of retardandos up there. And, of course, Dane Wigington has a new geoengineering watch out. Number 447, Eclipse Cloud Study has worrying implication for attempts at climate engineering. The title of a new science report from IFLScience.com. Attempts to engineer the planet's climate could have opposite effect to the one intended. What does this long overdue report officially confirm? That blocking the sun curtails the planet's own cloud-producing functions, a.k.a. the planet's own attempts to cool itself. Translation, the entire foundational premise for geoengineering, solar radiation management operations, completely flawed. As if we didn't know that. You know, check the USDA calendar, by the way, the USDA's website, about when to plant your cool weather crops. You got to watch for the frost. These, you know, seedlings, catalogs that come with the seeds you ordered, you know, you got to start looking at the soil and everything else before you start planting. The Florida House, by the way, has passed legislation over the weekend to allow and lower the legal firearm purchase age from 21 to 18 years. This is an NRA ILA reported sponsorship, HB 1223, passed the House by a vote of 76 to 35. Sound like party line to me. It was legal to buy a long gun in Florida at age 18 until shortly after the Parkland High School shooting. Legislature then raised the minimum purchase age to 21. The NRA filed suit, arguing it violated the rights of 18 to 20-year-olds. Hey, they can join the military and you give them a gun. So, HB 1223 is designed to return the legal purchase age to 18. And, of course, the Democrats had to respond saying, shame on us. We told the citizens of Florida we were going to protect them. Well, maybe that's one of the reasons. Have you ever read the police blotters down in Florida? Yeah, you wish you had a gun. Yeah. Brady, we got a minute left. Go ahead.
Oh, good morning, Dave. Where would you like to start, in Russia or this beautiful country of what we have left, the United States?
Yeah. I don't know what's going on in Russia. I really have been just hoping and praying that there's some semblance of sanity more so than there is in NATO.
I don't know if you saw over the weekend, Kiev took out the number two Abrams tank that we gave him from this country. We gave him 31. And good old comrade Vlad put a bounty on our Abrams tank. I think it lasted about 2 or 3 hours. And so the Russian soldier that blew it up, you know, they get an extra spiff there from Vlad himself. He gives them an extra $25,000. And the soldier said, I thought it was kind of funny. He said he'd like to thank Jughead Joe personally and set up a debit card account so he could give him a percentage of the profits from his spiff that he collected from Vlad.
You got to love it, Brady. I appreciate it. We're at the break. We're going to come back and try to bring Nicole on. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646. uscoincapital.com.
And here we are, 33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, for those of you who care. Yeah, we're back at the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you, and the Power Mall is open right now. It's 877-817-9829. Remember, your $25 donation gets you a free tube of Vitamir toothpaste. Hey, you know, I'm sorry. You can make a regular donation, too, like all our others have. If you go to thepowerhour.com and that big red slate comes jumping at you at the screen, there's a reason for it. Make a donation. Keep us on the air. We appreciate that. It helps us bring guests like Nicole McCaw on with us because she has been down there. I spy with my little eye. Nicole McCaw has been watching this fentanyl crisis evolve into what it is today. I talked about nitazene on the show earlier. And of course, you know, they're going to find every way they can to take out as many people as possible. Nicole, welcome to the show. What are we looking at? Are we looking at 400 people a day dying now?
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate that. Yeah, let's get into this. I mean, 40% of the fentanyl that's coming across the border right now, the open southern border, is lethal. So, you know, the sweet and low packet that we all use at the local cafe? Well, this sweet and low packet, one of them would kill 5 grown adults. one-time use. That's what we're looking at. And we're not talking about 35-year-olds, 41-year-olds, 57-year-olds. We're talking about the average age, 18 to 23 years old. That is our future. I'm 39 years old. That's my future right there. We're losing 400 Americans a day to a one-time use. We're not talking about, oh, you know, I'm not promoting drugs here, but I want to talk a little bit about the difference between this fentanyl and the crack and heroin that we're seeing out there today. You know, a crackhead will hit the rock and he doesn't die. Multiple times too much of it, yes. Same thing with heroin, same thing with cocaine, but not with fentanyl. A dusting, my neighbor, she's a hairstylist. One of her clients is a doctor. Her daughter's 16 years old. She smokes some marijuana. Her and her friend died in their sleep because of the dustings on the inside of the bag. A grandma, Fort Myers, picked up a dollar bill at the Publix. Guess what? OD'd on fentanyl. This is what we're facing.
At a Publix. The dollar. Yes, we were warning people. If you see a dollar on the ground, don't pick it up because it's probably a trap.
It was real. Fort Myers.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I remember that.
Yeah, a lot of people thought, oh, it's so fake. No. This is actually a real thing. And what's wild is that the people in power, whether it's left or right, currently right now, with a swipe of their little pen with their name, could solve a lot of these issues with having the fentanyl being brought in by the mules. And this, let's be abundantly clear. This goes back to the Chinese Communist Party and their dictatorship, their agenda to rule the world. They are atheists. So they believe in only the supreme omega is themselves. They don't believe in any type of higher power. And if you do, you obviously know you're murdered for that. So they are the true enemy of the United States, is the Chinese Communist Party.
And that's what we're facing right now, but they're doing it vis-a-vis the southern border. And they're telling people where to get in here through the Darien Gap, and they're giving them instructions, and a lot of them are military age men, but that's not half the problem. It's what they're bringing with them. The fact that, you know, they're entering one situation, one area. I mean, which is worse? I mean, now that they've got all this razor wire up, has that slowed any of this down?
Truthfully, I don't think so. We have 11 ports of legal entry. Why are we having over 2,000 miles plus open? When you look at this documentary, you're going to see that I made it in a way where I came from the average American woman from inner city Detroit. That's where I grew up. The southern border, I thought, never had anything to do with me. Not until my nephew, who was drafted by the NHL, started doing fentanyl. He overdosed. 3 times in 48 hours. Literally, it's the movies. He was kicked out of the car from his girlfriend in the middle of the road, overdosed. Thank God for the Detroit sheriffs and Detroit Mercy Hospital for saving him within 48 hours, 3 different times.
We're talking about some serious Narcan here.
Four times they Narcan him each time.
Yeah. See, and the thing is, folks, if you don't know how significant it is to have Nicole McCaw on the show, she basically was a producer and host of the documentary film Border Wars. We are at war on our southern border. America is under attack. I'm convinced of it. We've said this. It's not just the illegal immigrants in California now catering to them and offering them to give them health insurance. I mean, we the people are paying for this in so many ways. And now they want, you know, like in Massachusetts, they're opening their doors. They have an extra room there. Come on, family of four, come in here and stay with us. It's like, oh my God, you know, you people are inviting trouble.
Trafficking anybody? The children. Okay. Now I want to come from this perspective so those can understand who haven't been to the border before, or who hear a lot of the propaganda that, oh, it's, you know, it's racist to say that people can't come from Mexico. I listen, Dave, I was one of those. I thought everybody who came through the border was from Mexico. Guess what we found in one night? You know, those, the 1 gallon freezer bags that you use for the meat for the freezer. Okay.
Yeah.
We had 3 of those that we filled with wristbands, passports, coins from countries, sonograms, family photos from over 100 countries. Now, the question on my average mind, okay, is if you're coming from a second and third world country where you don't have access to food and water, how did you get across the ocean up through Central America to our border? How? I'm impressed. What's the business plan? Because it's working.
UN. United Nations. Yeah.
I want to share something that I just found out last week. This was really serious to me. One of the groups that I worked with on child trafficking is based out of Miami, antipredatorproject.org. Okay. They're boots on the ground, current in operations. And last week we're getting together, sharing on their strategy for our relaunch for foundation raising. And they told me that they found someone that had been missing a woman for 10 years, taken from New York to Mexico, all these documentaries faked, okay? They rescued her, born two children into trafficking. Children's never been to a playground, never been outside, only used for sex. Under the age of 8, both of them, okay? When they came through customs wouldn't let them come in because her fake paperwork. Guess what they did? Can you guess, Dave, what they did and how to get her into the country?
Go for it.
Went through the southern border. This just goes to show you that those who were put in place during the previous president's administration to combat some of this versus what we have now. And when we went to the border and we literally walked into Juarez, we were interviewing individuals. This guy had a tent mansion. When I mean tent mansion, I'm talking the old school canvas, you know? He had unclothed women everywhere, lots of hundreds of thousands in pesos, just mounds, marijuana mounds, cocaine mounds. I asked him, what did contributes to your success? Because clearly you're successful. He says, invitación. I said to the linguist, well, what does that mean? He said, in English, Joe Biden. What? He said, when we have the debates between Biden and Trump, and Joe Biden raised his hand for free healthcare, open borders. He said that was an invitation to the world. Americans don't know this, but it was an invitation to the world. You're about to get rich. Come to the United States.
We the people are paying for this. And I don't know. I don't understand why the Democratic Party and the independents do not understand what's about to happen to them, because now we're seeing all these, and it's not just the drug problem. It's all these illegals committing murder, rape, and assault on American people.
That's right. I mean, right now, child trafficking is a $499 billion international industry. Texas alone, my friend, $22 million. You don't get there overnight. This has happened steadily over the past 50 years. Can you say, oh, is it because of the internet? The number one driver of child trafficking is child pornography. Number one consumer, the United States. I want to know why that is. Why is that? That doesn't make any sense to me. How could so many people be manipulated by something so basic, from my understanding?
Well, a lot of people have turned away from the Almighty. That's part of the problem. But then you have a lot of perverts in this country that had been latent up to this point, and they're taking advantage of it, and they're doing it in secret. I know there was a woman in Detroit, as a matter of fact, where you just said you were from. They just rescued her after being in captivity by one of these sex traffickers for 7 years.
In the hotel.
Yeah. It starts. I mean, we it's in our news blast for those of you out there that want to subscribe. I told you this stuff, it gets close to home. There's a lot of stuff that we can't ignore. But the thing is, when you have society imploding, one of the stories I didn't get to today was what they're doing in the UK. I mean, if you think it's bad here, they actually in the UK want to have in nursery schools and in kindergarten and places like this, they have areas where these children can go, and I'm going to use the word erotically satisfy themselves in nursery schools. 3 to 6 year olds can go flog the bishop. And I'm just like, come on, this is what's happening only in a grander scale in the United States of America right now. I'm sure Border Wars confirms all of that, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Now, I would like to take a moment and just talk a little bit about the peace. And you know, there's been a lot of individuals who came forward with their border pieces doing a great job. Josh Phillips from Epic Times Crossroads. Tucker Carlson, he did a great piece on the border. But the difference between my piece and theirs, again, they did a great job, is that I have individuals who are boots on the ground, special forces from DOD, DOJ, former special forces groups from military who converted over to dedicating their lives to to sex trafficking. Different PIs from state to state. We went coast to coast. We left no stone unturned. The NGOs that we found, corrupt. We talk about that in the film. And I actually have a couple of victims that decided as a healing part of their journey to come forward and to share. And they're American girls who were groomed online from 12, 13, 14, met their handler, and grew up in Action Park, New Jersey. Held in a basement for 3 years to be sold to construction workers 30, 40 times a night. That's in the film.
Oh, my.
As an American woman. I mean, this is an entire world. This affects everybody. This isn't just one person, one country, one state. I mean, we are seeing unprecedented amounts of overdoses with the drugs, not only from pharmaceuticals, but from this fentanyl, on top of the trafficking and the open borders. And what's the sad part is that unfortunately, the media has been weaponized so people can't make a true choice. Whatever choice you want to make, based on your own understanding, great. As long as you have all the facts. Otherwise, you're just being lied to, right? After the Nuremberg trials, we learned about how dangerous the media could truly be.
I've got to ask this question because everybody's probably going, where did this woman come from and why did she do this movie? What inspired you? I'm not even going to use the word possessed. That's not even fair because, I mean, people look at a cause, they look at something and they become extremely cognizant of it. And they go, you know, I got to do something to stop this. I got to make people aware. I mean, that's all we can do. Like with the show, all we can do is make people aware. What inspired you to do this? I mean, this is huge.
Thank you for such a kind, thoughtful compliment. There's so many more who came before me who have risked their lives talking about this. I feel like I'm nothing.
You go to the southern border and you're wearing like camo and fatigues and
Delta Force gave me a compliment actually. I always carry my 38 Smith & Wesson.
Yeah.
Always. I'm a big fan of, you know, the 2A.
You don't think we're just going to let you walk out of here now, do you, punk? Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
So I did Epoch Times. I don't know if everyone on this this network has heard of the Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H.
Yes.
They gave me my first chance to be a local reporter. From there, they educated me on communism. And what's very special about the Epoch Times is that their board members were actually, their families were murdered by communism for at least 3-4 generations. They came to the United States saying, I love America. I love the Constitution. I want to warn you about the illness of communism. Look what's coming for you. They didn't back down. They started with a piece of paper that said, look, this is what's happening. They gave me my first chance, educated me on communism. And I, as someone who came from inner city Detroit, you know, there isn't too many diverse ethnicities there, right? So I was only used to a few certain groups of people. So when I learned that after World War II, that people were really being persecuted because they believe in God, I thought that was crazy. I thought, like, what? We created the UN and Interpol. Where are they? Where are they? I don't understand. Why would we agree in 1999 to work with, why would Jiang Zemin meet with the Clintons and allow them to become a part of the World Trade Organization? Why would we have that? Because this was so evil. So I said, I want to meet people who've been in concentration camps in China. Do you know what Epoch Times did? They brought me people and said, these people are being protected on asylum. Look what happened. Grandmas, grandpas, aunties, uncles, brothers, sisters alike. All because they said, I don't like communism and I don't want to be a part of the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, it was your faith, too.
Yes.
Their faith. Yeah. So
100%. So I just decided that I was really moved by this coming to America, and I will be very transparent. Before I started working for Epoch Times, I was not a patriot of the country. They helped me open my eyes. Before the working for Epoch Times and learning about the history of the United States, I was not a proud American. And so through working with them, through meeting so many different people who dislike communism and came to the United States, I was inspired to keep going. So I spent the last 15 years dedicating my life, volunteering for human rights, talking to Americans about the evil of communism coming to our country, what that looks like being sold to us in new age movements like feminism.
I get it.
That's how I got started. It's so true.
But I mean, it's the divisiveness of everything that's been happening right now. The lockdowns, divide and conquer, get people to turn against each other, get kids to turn against their parents. I mean, it predicted it in the Word of God that this was going to happen.
Absolutely.
And it is. And so kids are getting radical. You see more school shootings. You see more of this transgender garbage going on. LGBTQ is let's get Biden to quit. That's what that's how I say. That's how you remember the acronym is let's get Biden to quit. All right. So the thing is, oh, no, I take shots at them every day. That ice cream licking hair sniffing moron.
I saw the best meme the other day, but I'm not going to say what it was, but it was about
ice cream. Oh, darn. I was so looking forward to it. I'm sure our listening audience is just drooling with anticipation.
Yeah,
all right. All right. So here's the thing. Border Wars, how long is the documentary? How long did it take you to produce it?
2 years to create with boots on the ground operations. And it's 1 hour, 20 minutes. You guys can go to either Salem Now to purchase the film, or you can go to borderwarsdoc.com. to purchase the film. Either way, both work, both will reach out. I'm on both platforms where you can find me as well.
Wow. So the thing is that you have military background or no?
No military background. No, sir.
Okay.
Just street experience.
Yeah, I get that. Well, see, here's the thing. Now, of all the places you visited along the border, which are the most dangerous that you would think? Did you consider, is it just the ports of entry that are dangerous, or is it all these places where they're sneaking through the wire, coming in through the tunnels that are more dangerous?
I would say that places like Verde and Roma and McAllen, Texas, that is the kidnapping capital of our country, Dave. This place was, I met a gentleman who worked out at the Gold Gym there. He was a successful doctor. He was at the gym. He was abducted at the gym in McAllen, Texas, taken over to Mexico, beaten and tortured for 2 weeks, ransomed for $500,000 cash, freshly printed federal bills as well. The cartels want freshly minted bills. Have we mentioned that?
No.
They took him. He got the money, contacted his wife. When they brought him back, well, what's the wildest part of the story is not even any of that, is that 8 months later, after he rehabbed and was able to become normal and start practicing medicine again, he went back to that gym. He was working out, and he remembered one of the faces of the torturers. He turned over from the treadmill and saw the guy sitting at his desk. The guy got up, walked over to him and said, "What are you doing in my gym?" The doctor replied, "This is my country. This is my gym." He said, "I own the gym." So that guy started carrying a double barrel in his vehicle. When he left the gym, they tried to get him again. He shot and killed them both in the chest. So the border towns are very, very dangerous. Places like, you know, Eagles Pass, yeah, there's a lot of danger happening there, but it's more controlled danger. More or less the places like McAllen and Verde, places like Roma, where these places, the cartels own these towns. The soup kitchens are working to feed the kids that are being trafficked there. We in Hidalgo, okay, Eagles Pass, there was a gentleman, Mike Miller. He came to me with footage, and it was from a game camera that he had. He owned a gaming ranch, a five-star gaming ranch, where you can come and stay in the lodging and all that whole thing. Well, he was getting, this 2 years ago, he was getting people who were cutting the fences, breaking into his cabins, looking for food and water, trying to make it through the border because his property literally is on the border between Texas and Mexico. And he said that he was showing me this footage of two toddlers, maybe under the age of five, butt naked, with two gentlemen walking with what looked like some type of automatic weapon on their back, right? Because the extension, like how it looked. And where are you going at 3 o'clock in the morning with naked toddlers? I know y'all ain't going to Chuck E. Cheese. So we decided to do boots on the ground operation. We went in the bush. We were there. We filmed them going by. We didn't do anything about it because clearly this is their everyday job and they're professionals. So We got the footage, and we arrested another night. We went out with other professionals who are allowed to do citizens arrest, Shepherd men, Minutes men. We went out with them, and we arrested 100 illegals in one night. 48 were men. The rest were children, zip-tied and sedated. Now, I don't know about you, Dave, but I got a 13-year-old son. He's 6'1". And I, yeah, do, is it Jerry Springer sometimes? Absolutely. But do I give him Zoloft and zip tie him? Absolutely not.
No.
The linguist asked, where's the abuela? Where's the auntie? Where's the grandma? We're getting a divorce. Oh, all 48 men are getting a divorce at the Texas-Mexico border at 3:32 a.m. with their kids.
Wow. Yeah, I got a problem with all of this. Yeah, I know it. Border wars. Go ahead and give us the addresses again, because we are out of time for today. Oh. So give us the addresses again.
Okay, it's going to be salemnow.com or borderwarsdoc.com.
D-O-C. Yes. Borderwarsdoc.com. Okay. Nicole McCobb. Wow. Sensational. I appreciate you coming on the show and sharing that information with us. Folks, until you've actually been there, you don't know how it affects you, but it will come soon to a theater near you. I've been warning everybody about this, Nicole. Thank you so much. God bless you for the work you're doing. We appreciate you. Stay safe.
Thank you, Dave.
In the meantime, folks, we'll be back tomorrow, Super Tuesday. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.